Now, to a New York story that changed the entire country. You've probably heard about the Stonewall Rebellion, but who you might not have heard about is someone named Sylvia Rivera. Rumored to have helped start the riot at Stonewall, the Bronx-born Puerto Rican was a tireless advocate for gay and transgender rights throughout her life. Julia Alsop looks at Sylvia Rivera's sometimes slippery place in LGBT history.
Being gay in late 1960s New York City was a risky proposition. Despite the dangers, arrest, harassment, assault, New York City still had a thriving gay scene. Scholar Larry LaFontaine Stokes gives us the lowdown on 1960s queer Latino life.
The 1960s was a period of great effervescence in New York City for Puerto Ricans, for queer Puerto Ricans.
Stokes and other historians of the period believe that Boricuas of the Great Migration of the 40s and 50s injected new life into the city's already established gay scene.
They are predominantly working class. Some of them have been kicked out of their homes and are living on the streets or hanging out in places like Times Square on 42nd Street or in Greenwich Village around Christopher Street, which was an area of lots of gay life and gay bars.
One of these homeless youths was a young Puerto Rican queen named
Sylvia Rivera. My name before that was Ray Rivera until I started dressing in drag in 1961.
Raised in the Bronx by her Venezuelan grandmother, Sylvia left home at age 11. She began dressing in drag and turning tricks on the sidewalks of 42nd Street.
The era before Stonewall was a hard era. There was always the gay bashings on the drag queens. We learned to live with it. But none of us were very happy about it.
Sylvia and her friends called themselves street queens. At the time, there were laws against cross-dressing, and police raids on gay bars were common. By the age of 17, Sylvia had made countless trips to Rikers Island.
A drag queen took a lot of oppression, and we were ladies in waiting, just waiting for the thing to happen. And when it did happen, we were there.
She's referring to the Stonewall Rebellion, also commonly known as the birthplace of the modern gay rights movement. On June 28, 1969, the police raided the Stonewall Inn, a mafia-run gay bar in the heart of Greenwich Village.
I remember someone throwing a Molotov cocktail. I don't know who the person was, but I mean, I saw that and I just said to myself in Spanish, I said, oh my God, the revolution is finally here. And I just like started screaming, freedom. We're free at last, you know, and it felt really good.
Common queer folklore has it that Sylvia threw the second Molotov cocktail that night. And that's true, at least according to Sylvia.
Sylvia stated that she was inside the Stonewall Bar when it happened. Other sort of contesting, testimony is that she was actually asleep in Washington Square Park, sleeping off heroin or something like that.
Historian Christopher Mitchell says it's a classic case of he said, she said. There are two official accounts of Stonewall. One, published in 1993 by Martin Duberman, which takes Sylvia as a central character. The other came in 2004 by a guy named David Carter. In Carter's version, Sylvia doesn't even make the footnote.
The newspaper articles at the time don't really name any of the participants. In addition to the fact that this is sort of an underground culture that succeeds precisely by not leaving a record.
Eyewitness accounts of the Stonewall Rebellion vary wildly. But over time, something kind of peculiar has happened to the narrative of Stonewall.
Stonewall has, over time, become whiter. It's become more middle class. It almost seems to have been cut and tailored to fit a movement that in some ways is much less radical than the sort of moment that spawned it.
And this whitening of the narrative coincides with the dropping of Sylvia Rivera from historical texts about Stonewall. What makes her narrative so important is that she represents the working-class queer, Black, and Latino street youth who Mitchell says were responsible for the more militant actions that night.
You know, the sort of impetus and the force comes from Sheridan Square and from the homeless people, from the street people who are living in Sheridan Square. You have a huge people of color contingent, especially Puerto Rican Latina participants.
For Larry LaFontaine Stokes, Sylvia's Latina, queer, and trans identities are all intertwined.
For me as a scholar, it has been very important to learn more about Sylvia Rivera, to teach the history or the story of Sylvia Rivera. It is crucial to be able to understand my experience as a gay Puerto Rican man in 2014 and be able to trace this arc.
In 1970, Sylvia and other gay activists organized the first Christopher Street Liberation March to commemorate the Stonewall Rebellion. It's a tradition that would later become known as Gay Pride. And Sylvia said she never missed a march, even after 1973, when she was booed off stage while advocating for transgender rights.
Nothing. I've been trying to get up here all day for your gay brothers and your...
Maybe whether or not Sylvia was actually at Stonewall doesn't really matter, because she was definitely present in the movement after. She organized with the Young Lords and the Black Panthers, and she founded an organization called STAR, Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries. She continued to fight for the rights of trans and Latino street youth up until her death in 2002. For Latino USA, I'm Julia Alsop.